The Story of Arthur the Rat. There was once a young rat named Arthur who could ever take the trouble to make up his mind. Whenever his friends asked him if he would like to go out with them, he would only answer, "I don't know." He would say, "Yes." And he won't say no either. He could ever learn to make a choice. His auntie Helen said to him, "No one will even care for you if you carry on like this." You have no more mind than a table of grass. Arthur looked wise but said nothing. One rainy day, the rat heard a great noise in the loft when they lived. The pine rafters were all rotten, and at last once of the joints had lived any and fallen to the ground. The wolves shook and rat's hair stood on end with fear and horror. "This won't do," said the old rat, who was chef. "I'll send out Scots to search for a new home." Three hours later, the seven Scuffs came back and said, "We'll find a stone house with wall which is just at what we want. There's room and good food for us all. There's a kindly horse named Nelly, a cow, a calf, and a garden with an elf tree." Just then the old rat caught sight of young Arthur "Are you coming with us?" he caught. "Just of course." No, sorry. Said. "I don't know," Arthur signed. "The roof may not come down just yet." "Well," said the old rat, singling, "we can't wait. We came for you to make up our mind just about face. March," and they went off. Arthur stood and watched the other rats hurry away. The idea of an imitator's discussion was too much for him. "I'll go back to my hole for a bit," he said to himself, "just to make up my mind that there was a great crash that shook the other earth, and down came the whole roof. Next day, some men rode up and looked at the runs. One of them moved a board, and under it they saw a young rat laying on his side, quiet, dead, half in and half out of his hole.